Some time ago, there was a study in England that is interesting to note. It was later cited in a scientific journal entitled Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. This is how the study was undertaken. In a busy hospital, after babies were born, tape recordings were made of 31 newborn infants. And these tape recordings were played to their mothers in a series, their mothers who were still in the hospital. In the first 2 days after her baby was born, 12 of the 31 mothers were able to recognize their own baby's cry. And after 2 days, all of the mothers recognized their own baby's cry. Is that possible? I guess in this study it is. It's probably something women know best, right? But it does remind us that as human beings, we can be very good at listening when we know something is truly important to us. Right, gentlemen? Right. You're going to be reminded of that this week, I can guarantee you, gentlemen. At some point. In today's gospel, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. And by hearing my voice, they will follow me." We all claim to be part of the flock, don't we? That's why we're here this morning. But how well do we hear the voice of our shepherd? Jesus said clearly, "My sheep will hear my voice." Just as sheep must recognize the shepherd's voice, because the shepherd is their only chance of survival, so too we, our Lord's flock, must hear the voice of the Good Shepherd for survival or to be saved. So think about it. When do we see sheep? Well, we have sheep here in North Dakota around. I just spoke to a lady near Halliday the other day. They're shearing sheep. I tried to actually get a lamb for this mass, but she didn't have any bottle-fed lambs at the time. Would have been dramatic, possibly messy, but it would have been dramatic. When you drive to the lake, what do you see? Occasionally you see sheep. As we look at these sheep in the field, we have to remember sheep have no natural defense mechanisms. They have no claws, no sharp teeth. Sheep are not fast, and I'm told they're not that smart. I'm told that. I'm just reporting. Sheep do not organize into groups. They have a poor sense of direction. They get lost easily. They scatter easily. Now, in a world filled with wolves, coyotes maybe, mountain lions, what chance does an animal like that have? What chance do sheep have? They need a shepherd. And that's their secret weapon that actually gives them an advantage over the wolves. That is the reason sheep must pay close attention to the voice of their shepherd. It's how they stay alive. Now think about us. Our Lord called us the sheep of his flock. We have no claws or teeth to resist evil on our own. We need a good shepherd, Jesus Christ. We cannot outrun the devil. And we are not always that smart when we are tempted. That's why we need a good shepherd who knows us by name. And we too can be loners. We can lose our way. That's why we need the community of the church. That's why we come together, where Christ is present to guide us. We come here to continue to hear the voice of our shepherd. If we lose the voice of our shepherd, we will start to listen to the voices of the wolves or whatever is out there. We will listen to a voice. So remember this week, there are many practices we have to continue to help us to hear the voice of our shepherd. That is an essential spiritual principle, to hear the voice of our shepherd. We do it in silence. Mother Teresa said time and time again, it's in the silence of our heart where we hear God. We need silence to hear God's voice. We do it by acts of charity. We stay connected to the voice of our shepherd primarily by what you're doing right now, coming to Mass, which is your time with your shepherd who thirsts for your love. Out of the 168 hours God gives us each week, we're asked to give one to be connected to the shepherd. And if you come to our Masses, well, 45 minutes, if there's no baptism. Our responsorial psalm said that we are our Lord's people, the sheep of his flock. Never forget that image. It's the image given to us by Christ. On our part, we have to trust our shepherd. We have to listen for his voice. And then our Lord promised us that he will never leave us, he will not lose us, nor will our good shepherd ever lead us astray. Amen.